The Women's March on Washington is a grassroots effort comprised of dozens of independent coordinators at the state level. The effort is helmed by four national co-chairs and a national coordinating committee who are working around the clock to put it all together. Sister marches and other solidarity events are taking place all over the country and the world. And we'll learn about one in the Berkshires today. A steering committee including Kristen Van Genhoven, co-founder and artistic director of Wham Theater, and community member Jane Benjulian, Lynn Festa, and Mary Lincoln are organizing a free event this Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. That's the name of the state. Jane and Kristen, it's a delight to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here, Joe.
Let me just start this off by saying I know that there are many, many events taking place on Saturday. We know that, and we're getting a lot of letters from different people. You are sort of representing them all.
Great. We're
so
proud
to.
That's
wonderful. So we'll talk about yours, but also give people information so they can find the others.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we'd love to have you all on, but we can't. So thank you very much for being the kind of the spokesfolks for the great work that's being done on Saturday. How did this come onto your radar and the decision made to get involved?
Well, I think just like all the other Sister March events that are happening locally and around in every state and around the world, my story, like I'm sure everybody else's, is that I was sitting there after the election thinking, how can I get more involved? I heard about the Women's March. I knew for myself it was going to be really challenging for my own personal reasons to be able to actually get to D.C., but I wanted to be surrounded by other people who believed in equality for all, equal rights, respect, dignity. I wanted to be in a place where I could be surrounded by that. So I started searching around on social media, got connected to Jane and Lynn and Mary, and got connected to the anonymous donor who rented the Colonial Theater for the day, and we decided to make it a gathering place, a positive place for the people who support the mission of the march, who, like myself, are unable to get to D.C. but really want to be standing up for this mission of the march and be counted as part of this historic event. So it all kind of came together through social media, as so much about these sister marches have. Just last night, I was on a sister march call with over 300 people from around the world talking about all of their events coming together. And it's just been so inspiring and awe-inspiring for me to just see how it's really coming together. So for us, it's an indoor event. It doesn't include an actual march. It's a 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock. The theater's open for dropping in, or you can come for all. We have different activities going on in the lobby, including a Why I March social media booth. We're streaming the DC rally, which I think will be really interesting for lots of people. And then Jane will speak to the 1-2 program. So that's our event, an indoor event. And I'm sure, Joe, you'll share some other local events that are march oriented.
Absolutely. So, Jane, let us talk about Rock the Constitution. It is a staged reading. You are curating this event. So what will be taking place?
Right. From 1-2 o'clock, we have some fantastic writers and actors. The actors will be reading sections of the Constitution interlaced with monologues from the writers. So we're including Corinna May, Makania Chesser, Brittany Rabine, Laurie Evans, and Joan Coombs are the actors. And we have Barbara Newman and Jenny Brody, Grace Rossman, Sheila Clary, and Laura Tupper, who have written their own monologues for this event.
Specifically of what we're facing now, right?
Yes. My charge to them was write a monologue in response to the election and the current culture in America. So they've written very different monologues. Sheila's writing about the state of education as she sees it, and other people are writing about how they're trying to achieve a balance. And they're all very personal. And I would say not hugely political.
Mm. What do you think it is about? Because this idea of the march came out within hours of the election results. What do you think it is that mobilized women, especially, so immediately after to take action and to do something?
This election was very much about gender. That's my personal view.
Mm-hmm.
And I think deeply about gender. And I think the results of the election will be hugely challenging for women and for families.
And I for think, any yeah. people who experience discrimination. And I think that's why, you know, for myself, I've never been somebody who signs petition, goes on marches, and we're noticing that from a lot of the sister march organizers and a lot of the people who are making that commitment to go to D.C., is that people are genuinely feeling like we are unable to simply live in our comfortable lives anymore. It's our responsibility as global citizens to really take the risk that so many other people have done who have fought for equal rights and to stand up and be counted and say that we support equal rights for all. We support no discrimination, respect, justice. And that was such a huge part of the election. And now we're all realizing we have to put ourselves forward for that.
That is one of the most interesting characteristics of people acting and people marching, is that so many of us have not been politically involved for decades.
Mm.
It's kind of bringing people out of the woodwork who understand they have to, in President Obama's words, be citizens. And citizen means acting.
Just last night, I was on the Sister March website. There's over 371 official events happening, and we're at nearly 700,000 people. And that's just people who have officially registered. So when we consider that and all the people who will actually be there in person, it's going to be quite a substantial number, and really share a message to the world that the United States stands for values of human decency, equal rights, and freedom from discrimination.
Do you think that's the overall tone? I mean, is there a message that you think is going to come out of, let's start with the march in Washington, but throughout the individual marches? I mean, obviously, there'll be community messages that come out in mm-hmm. respective places. However, there is so much at stake. So do you think that there will be a kind of a unified tone that comes out and message that comes out of the events?
I will say the national team and including the Sister March team and this incredible state team in Massachusetts, we have a representative, Rupa Parmar, who is going to be with us on Saturday. And they're all saying this is a positive place to gather in solidarity with communities most affected by the hate, intolerance, and acts of violence that happen throughout the nation. And they really are trying to share the same message with everybody. Listen, everyone's going to be attending these march events for their own personal reasons, but the messaging coming from the National Women's March team is really very much about equality, justice, dignity, respect, and all of those human rights and equal rights that so many people, which we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people, stand behind.
What do you... Okay. So now I'm going to get political for a second.
Go for it, Joe.
Which is, what do you think it is that, okay, we can argue about the popular vote, the Electoral College and all that stuff. But on January 20th, Donald Trump will be elected as president of the United States. So what does that say about where we are in creating an environment where we need hundreds of thousands of people to stand up and to speak out?
I think, first, it says a great deal about what we've communicated to each other and how we've communicated, because so much of the election process was about articulation of information, articulation of disinformation, what we say to each other, and sometimes what we say to each other versus what we believe and how we intend to act.
And how we listen.
Mm.
As a Canadian, I have a bit of an outside view of...
I didn't know you were Canadian.
I am Canadian, and my husband is British, although he just passed his citizenship test on Friday.
Oh, great.
Goodness.
So you have a place to go.
Well, but we both decided to stay.
And, okay, well, good for you.
You know, I think we're very proud of what America's been able to create for us as a life, and we love our life in Massachusetts, and he works in New York State and loves that too. So I think it says just what we are all talking about, that everybody wants their voices heard on any side of the issue, and that everybody is trying to find the way to have those voices be heard and find their own personal ways to listen and to figure out a way forward together and try to go from a divided nation, a divided world, to be honest, in so many ways, and try to find some way forward together. And that's why so many people who have been not politically active in such a forthright manner, like myself, are coming forward now and saying, no, it's really important that we're part of these conversations. We have to we have to lift up people who want to run for office. We have to find those leadership voices, and we have to all find ways to listen to each other genuinely and authentically and try to find some positive ways forward.
As we mentioned at the beginning, yours is but just one event that will be taking place across the country and across our region. If you go to womensmarch.com, you can find out more information. And if you go to womensmarch.com/sisters, that is where you will see where all of the events are taking place in our region and all of those events that are official and being sanctioned by the Women's March group. Then you can find out about those events there. If you want to find out more about WAM Theater and about their event, you go to whamtheater.com, and that's WAM, whamtheater.com. And it is, we will also have all of those links on our website at wamc.org/roundtable, which will be posted on the webpage along with this interview. So let me start wrapping up by asking this question of WAM does a lot of great work and you work throughout the year. And so you look at this and you touched on this one on the initial question, but this really works into your overall mission of what the theater is all about.
Yeah, it does. It felt initially like me personally. I was very moved to find a way to be involved with the Women's March. And I reached out to the WAM team, the WAM board. And without exception, they all replied and said, you know, WAM has to be involved with this. And like so many people coming together in our community and having the Colonial be the host for this event and open the space for people and make that happen. And it certainly fits into our mission of being a theater company that creates opportunities for women and girls. And I know that we're proud to be involved. And I'm looking forward to Saturday. And I really hope that people will find a sister march near where they are. And if there isn't one where you are yet, it's not too late to start your own. There's an incredibly organized infrastructure to make it happen. And 6 days is certainly enough. I had a friend today in Jamaica say, I don't think there is one here. And I said, well, create one. There's a huge guidebook on how to do it, and you can make it happen even in 6 days. It's important that our numbers are counted. So for us, you can come to the Colonial anytime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. The Rock the Constitution that Jane is curating will be from 1 to 2. And other times, there's even food there. So we're going to have a takeout table from That's a Wrap in Pittsfield. The Colonial Bar will be open for snacks, and we'll have various different activities. People can even bring their own signs and banners. We'll have a place to display those so that people really feel involved and counted and have a chance to stream the DC rally and be part of this historic event.
WAMTheater.com for more information. WAM, as I mentioned, WAMTheater.com. Again, you can also go to womensmarch.com, womensmarch.com/sisters for a complete list of all the events taking place across the country, but certainly in our area as well. The WAM event takes place Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. Links to this event as well as all of the sister events can be found on our webpage, WAMC.org/roundtable. Jane Benjulian and Kristen Van Genhoven, I thank you very much. I thank you for the great work that you're doing and what you're doing for the community and for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.